I Can't Believe It's News.
You are fake news.
With Brad and John.
Guy named Jonathan Rivera. He's 25 years old. He had a court date yesterday in Hartford. In court to answer a charge of stealing a car. So he shows up to court. At least he got that part done. Good for him. A lot of times, and I can't believe it's news, that they're in there because they don't show up to court. He shows up to court to answer about a stolen car, first-degree larceny, and tampering with a motor vehicle involved with a car that was stolen in Hartford back on the 17th of February. As he waited before the judge, a Hartford Parking Authority agent was scanning license plates in the parking lot for parking violators and got a hit on a 2014 white Subaru Legacy parked near the courthouse. The license plate said it was stolen, and the car itself was stolen. The key fob was left in it. And so cops kept an eye on the car, and here comes Mr. Rivera out of court, tries to jump in the car and drive off, arrested. So basically, he has a second-degree larceny charge of taking a motor vehicle without permission. He took a stolen car to his court date for a stolen car. How about this? Police in Gainesville, Florida, said a guy named Rance Shannon was laying on the horn. There were four stopped patrol cars and fire rescue people in the middle of the road. So there's a big light show happening, and this guy is laying on the horn. Like, come on, let's go. I don't care that somebody's injured. Fire and rescue there. He's laying on the horn. So the cops come over like, what is your deal, dude? They could smell marijuana coming from his car. They found a handgun, loaded magazine, and $10,000 in cash. They also found several other drugs, including the five mason jars of marijuana, 100 grams of cocaine, four handguns, and a baseball bat. He's got 100 grams of coke and five mason jars of weed and four illegal handguns, and he's blaring the horn at the cops. I just don't believe it. And finally, out of Lakewood, Colorado, you maybe saw this story about the family sitting down for breakfast. They were going to have themselves some Quaker 100% natural granola cereal. They just bought it the other day when they went grocery shopping over to the Littleton Walmart. And they brought home, it's the Quaker cereal with the oats and the honey and the raisins. So they sit down and they started looking at the box like, this is probably good for us. And then they noticed the expiration date. February 22nd of 1997. The box was 21 years old. The best of date was 20. It was still on the shelves at a Walmart. It was 21 years past the expiration date. Here's the family.
Layla, where were you back in February 1997?
I was not born yet. I'm only 11.
Looks like February 22nd, 1997. I had about two bites and that was it.
I just started eating and thinking, it just tastes funny. It must be okay.
I was like, Josiah, you're going to be really sick.
And we just grabbed this off the shelf and yeah, 21 years old.
Yeah, 21 years old. Man, that's like the Fruity Pebbles with the Flintstone on it, but it's from the Flintstones
age. I can't believe it's news.
Unbelievable.